We're speaking with Karen Santa Maria, who is the coordinator of the Reading Together program at the Kalamazoo Public Library, and that's recently announced that it's picked not one but two books for the 2014 Reading Together program. Karen, we're going to be talking about those books in detail here in a minute, The American Way of Eating, Undercover in Walmart, Applebee's, and Farm Fields, and The Dinner Table by Tracy McMillan, and also Farm City, The Education of an Urban Farmer by Novella Carpenter. But first of all, why two books, and why talk about food and farms?
Well, those are two big loaded questions, Andy, but we have been reading, reviewing food-related books for the last two or three years in the Reading Together program with our selection committee because we knew that it was a very relevant topic, not only nationally, but in Kalamazoo. There is just increased interest in local foods and food-related topics. And we weren't finding just the right book that we felt brought up the kinds of community discussions that Reading Together is known for. And wouldn't you know it, then this year we came upon not only one, but two books that we felt really complemented each other and felt that we couldn't do one without the other. And once we knew that the authors were available to come to Kalamazoo, which we are excited about, we decided we would just try something different this year and choose them both.
Tracy McMillan, who is from Michigan, is, as we mentioned, the author of The American Way of Eating. That involved the author going, as the subtitle implies, undercover at a large retailer, Walmart, Applebee's, a restaurant chain, harvesting food in farm fields, and, of course, eating as we all do. So what do you think is McMillan's take on this issue?
Well, I believe that from what I've known about the background of the book, when she read the book, she was really just asking the question, what would it take for all of us to eat well? And so she decided to see what, if she were making what many people in America make, working in areas such as, you know, farm fields and working in restaurants and in big grocery stores like Walmart, is it possible to then eat well when you're working in food-related businesses? And so she tried to live on what she made in each of these positions. I think she worked in each of them for a couple of months at a time. And she didn't, it wasn't an easy thing, and she knew it wasn't going to be, and that's why she wanted to undertake that and see what were the challenges.
The other author, Novella Carpenter's book, is Farm City, The Education of an Urban Farmer. And I understand that she actually lives in Oakland, California, and that's an urban setting, obviously, but was able to actually start her own farm and produce her own food, right?
Right. And not only food in terms of fruits and vegetables, but also livestock. And she called this neighborhood where she lives in Oakland a postcard of urban decay. And yet she managed to create this vibrant urban farm with just a variety of food sources that she was for herself as well as for other people in her life. And she's very humble about the experience and about what it was like to raise animals that she was then going to eat. And she talks very honestly about that learning process. She's also quite funny, and it's just a great combination of qualities in her writing that we think are going to make it very accessible and enjoyable for readers in Kalamazoo.
Reading Together is not just about reading, but also about dialogue, as you mentioned. What kind of dialogue do you hope the act of reading these two books will spark in Kalamazoo?
That's going to be our biggest challenge, I think, is that there are so many different directions that we could go with the kinds of programs and conversations that we want to create around these two books. But some of the topics that the steering committee has started to discuss are issues related to food and class, talking about the accessibility and cost of food, as I sort of referred to already with Tracy McMillan's book, looking at the ethics of raising edible animals and all of the issues associated with that, perhaps talking about do urban farmers make good neighbors and what is it like to be a neighbor to someone like Novella Carpenter, you know, who is raising pigs and going dumpster diving to feed the pigs, but also is sharing what she's growing and raising with her community. So those are just a few of the issues that we have only begun to talk about, and it's very important to us in reading together that we find just the right programs that are going to attract the largest audience and that the community is most interested in talking about.
What kind of events related to Reading Together next year are you planning other than perhaps the appearances by the two authors?
That's still in process. We don't have anything definitely planned besides the two authors. Tracy McMillan is coming in early March. Her dates have yet to be confirmed, and Novella Carpenter will be coming in the middle of April, April 15th and 16th. But the other programs have yet to be planned. We are really excited to have the partnership of the People's Food Co-op as well as Fair Food Matters on our steering committee. Other representatives from the local food movement, as well as representatives from area libraries who are always very involved in helping plan the Reading Together programming. So we're very excited about the breadth of our committee. And as I say, our biggest challenge is just going to be to not try to do too much. We are very excited about having both authors come and about choosing the two books. It is something new. Reading Together is the 12th year that we've been doing this. And while there was one year that we chose more than one book by the same author, as we said at the outset, this is a new approach for us. And yet we just feel that it's only going to make it that much more meaningful to our community since we all care about these issues so much.